Chapter 28.
"What's all this fucking lion imagery?" Leo Capiri demanded of the rest of the group, somewhat rhetorically.
"It's hard to say," Hector added, trying to seem thoughtful. Despite his cool demeanour, he was a little rattled by the death of Garamond, if only because it meant someone might try to accuse him.
"And what's the Latin shit? Victoria Leonem vadit?"
"Victory goes to the lions," Angela Shinigami offered quietly, no longer her demure self.
"Someone is trying to set me up. It makes me look like I did it," Capiri continued in a rage.
"We have to bury the story," Holdfast offered quickly. "Say that Garamond is taking a break, or that he got killed in a training exercise in Syria, or something else that covers up this mess. We don't want the public to think that we're accessible."
Hector was thinking fast, which was, of course, his forte.
"Vulnerable," he added slyly.
"True, true, true,"
Capiri said slowly and anxiously. It was the first time in a very long time that he understood the implications of the word vulnerable. Ryfield interjected. "Who would do this? I don't understand. Is it some fucking environmental cult?" "Usually it was Garamond who would sic his dogs of war on protesters, but we need to investigate this." Ryfield was always quick to throw basic human rights under the bus, if it meant he could make more money, or protect his industries.
"We have to discuss the financial details before we do anything else," Stella Green chipped in quickly. "We all have an understanding with the council. If anything happens to one of us, the ownership gets redistributed to the other members."
"Making us look culpable in the process," Holdfast asserted. He was now trying to ensure that he put a lot of space between himself and any possible ideas of him being a potential suspect.
"Which is why it has to be tidied, ideally in a way that might even make the situation look like an accident,"
Shinigami suggested, throwing unintentional support to at least one of Holdfast's recommendations. Holdfast knew that before a decision was made about how to present Garamond's death to the public, if they did, the elephant in the room had to be addressed. "Garamond had an army of alt-right mercenaries at his beck and call. How do we handle them?" His question was rhetorical, as he already knew the answer, but he wanted to make sure the council members felt like they were creating a solution out of its own consensus, rather than as a response to classic Holdfast harassment.
"We've seen what happens when mercenary armies go up against their employers," Shinigami said, referring to the state of affairs in Russia. There, the leader of a particularly fearsome mercenary group had literally turned around and pointed guns at Vladimir Putin, forcing a negotiation of sorts that had no doubt worked out well for the private army. He and a few other challengers met their fate at about 20,000 feet several weeks after they all thought there was some resolution.
"Angry armies without leaders tend to find new targets very quickly," Ryfield added. Holdfast paused, as if he was expecting the solution he had already worked out to appear out of thin air, like ambrosia reformulated from the sweat of his peers. "Gaia might be a plausible solution for us. The platform has already proven that it can create deepfakes, changing the faces of world leaders and celebrities and superimposing them in awkward situations. Gaia can also manipulate public information, spreading lies and rumors, following a few random prompts from users. Soon, it will be nearly impossible to distinguish fact from fiction." He paused again, waiting for the first suggestion to sink in. "To throw Garamond's mercenaries off our trail, all we have to do is issue a fake release as Garamond and tell the rest of the world everything's right as rain."
"But is this possible?" Green asked incredulously. "I've heard about all kinds of pretty pictures and cool videos being made, and even hints of what people are calling deepfake videos, where seemingly real videos recreate specific people with very awkward messages, but to pull of hiding someone's death like that." She let her words trail off slowly, trying to make the next ones seem obvious. "The result could be disastrous." Hector paused for a moment and then offered this statement to the group. "Facts are the stitches that hold the fabric of reality together. Lies keep the threads of truth from binding all of us to our deeds. We deepfake the situation,
and no one will be able to tell which is the real scenario and which is false. I understand, but I don't see a lot of scenarios playing out that aren't disastrous for us, Ryfield said. We've already obscured the death of Garamond, making us complicit in his murder. If the militia finds out that their leader has been brutalized, who do you think they're going to come after? Let's vote on it, Kapiri insisted, although he and the others knew this was merely a formality. They would, as a group, cover up the death of Griffith Garamond, once one of the world's most powerful arms dealers and leader of the largest private army on the planet,